There was a brief flurry of interest in natural gas vehicles back in the early 1990s, fueled by high gas prices. 20 years later, prices at the pump are threatening to hit $5 a gallon, and natural gas prices are dropping. So not surprisingly, businesses and consumers are giving natural gas vehicles a second look. From member station Lakeshore Public Radio in Merrillville, Indiana, Steve Walsh reports.
Fair Oaks Dairy Farm does a lot more than just produce milk. They're also in the transportation business. The farm owns 60 trucks, which deliver milk to a processor halfway across the state. Last September, most of the trucks were converted to natural gas. Joel Roman is one of the drivers.
It's great. I think it's going to change the economy on how we use natural gas and how we fuel our trucks.
How much different is it to fuel it with natural gas than it would be, let's say, just diesel?
Well, it's a lot easier and cleaner. I don't get messy hands.
The dairy is in step with larger companies like AT&T and UPS, which have already recently added natural gas to their trucking fleets. 20 years ago, federal incentives and high gas prices led fleet managers to retrofit thousands of light trucks and city buses to use compressed natural gas as a fuel. But the boom didn't last long. Rich Kaloje is president of NGV America, a trade association that lobbies for the use of natural gas in vehicles. He says there hasn't been this much interest since the early 1990s, when stations popped up around the country.
There was enthusiasm. Even Amoco started building some public stations, and they just put them on the corner using the "if we build it, they will come" model. Didn't work, and they didn't come.
There is a big white container that sits empty on the lot of Gary, Indiana's public bus service. It used to contain 15,000 gallons of liquid natural gas. Maintenance director John Dutton says the fueling station hasn't been used in over a decade, and the city buses that used natural gas were eventually scrapped.
They'd have a bus out here, from what I understand, for hours just trying to get fuel in it. Then they finally weren't able to get it operating right. You know.
There's some important differences in the market today versus the 90s.
Greg Rausch is with Clean Energy Fuel Corporation, which wants to build a countrywide network of natural gas fueling stations.
The economics today are far better than they have ever been since natural gas began as an option in the transportation market. And the reason for that is the price of oil is high and it's going to stay high. And we have an incredible abundance of natural gas in this country, so the price is cheap.
Rouse said concerns over climate change are also driving demand. Natural gas produces 20 to 30% fewer carbon emissions than diesel. New trucks that run on compressed natural gas cost 35% more than comparable diesel trucks, says Mark Storman of Fair Oaks Dairy Farms. Government incentives bring the cost down, and Storman says eventually the trucks will pay for themselves.
How much is a gallon of regular unleaded selling for right now?
Well, across the road at the BP station, I think it says $3.89, and we're selling for $2.59, so $1.30 less per gallon.
And that's the bottom line difference driving interest in natural gas vehicles, at least for now. For NPR News in Fair Oaks, Indiana, I'm Steve Walsh.